Up to Perek Yudalit, Pasik Lamed Beis. We are in the middle of Pasik Lamed Beis. Let's review it again very quickly. Barasa Yidach Rasha V'Chosev V'Mosot Tzadik. The Mitzvahs gave us two interpretations. Let's read it again inside very quickly. Barasa Yidach Rasha. When a act of due to the Rasha's own evil, Barasa, due to the fact that his entire life he devotes to evil, to trouble. When he comes in the situation of a difficult situation, he uses that as an excuse to further distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see the words inside Lamed Beis. B'rasa b'eitzbo ra'a al ha-rasha. When Ra comes upon a Rasha, Hu nidche me'Hashem, he is pushed away from Hashem, he is not able to deal. The greatest challenge in life is being able to deal with difficulties. A person has a difficulty, how does he deal? If he prepares himself his entire life to be a tzaddik, and he comes in contact with difficulty, he comes into a difficult situation, he will know how to deal with it. On the other hand, a person that his entire life is not devoted to HaKadosh Baruch, when he comes in contact with a difficult situation, he uses that as an excuse, or he gets turned off, and he gets further distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eisbo Ra'al HaRasha, who nidchene Hashem v'lo yosif livtoyach oibo, he no longer has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, period. Aval mi sheyichase b'Hashem, a person whose entire life is devoted to finding shelter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af yosikov l'misa, there's nothing that can stop him from having faith, solid faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's faced with death. After Yosef Karv Lemisa, Yechashiv LaTzadik, he will deal with the difficult situation, even the situation where he is a Goises, he maintains his Emuna, and he will be considered a Tzadik. I gave you the example yesterday, the famous story, when they went to one of the concentration camps, where there was the Paroiches from one of the famous shuls in Vilna, and that caused many people to have people who survived that situation went on very different lives. Many people attributed the fact that they became full apikarsim. They completely left the fold because they saw that and they felt that was just too much. And other people, just the opposite, they were not even religious and they saw that. They saw the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it inspired them to chozer b'shuvah. So it all comes from a proper background. It's a very frightening idea. And now the Mitzvah gives an entirely different interpretation. Before we just read the words again, the pasuk inside, but also Yidoche Rasha, due to a Rasha's evil ways, when he comes in contact with Ra, he goes further off the derech. He's further pushed away. But the Chayseh, but a Perkama, a person who is Chayseh, we have to add the word Hashem, an individual who entire his life is devoted to finding shelter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Vimoso, when he's faced with death, the most difficult situation, tzaddik, he will be considered a tzaddik, period. This is the first interpretation. Then the Mitzvot gives another interpretation. Oh, very unusual for the Mitzvot to give a second interpretation. So you can probably count them on your fingers, the amount of time we had such a thing, where he gives a whole new mahalach in the pasuk. Oh, Ba'avur harosh also nitchechu lasos odra acheres. And he quotes the famous principle of Chazal, ki avera goyreres avera. One avera leads to another avera. Aval hatzadik kasher hayetzahara yasitoi. But a tzadik, when the yetzahara entices him, ba'avur avera, the tzaddik is able to overcome the influence of the Yetzirah. Yechse atzo, since he has not committed the first Avera, he does not have a desire to do another Avera. And when he is confronted with an Nisayon, he is able to overcome it. Leman kiasher Yetzirah yasid bavur Avera, yechse atzmo, he shelters himself. Leman historoi, I think as man hastara, we tried to change the gears yesterday in order to shelter himself, not to come in contact with sin. Behazgir lo esiyav hamisa, by reminding himself that I will one day die. Chasher amru rabosenu zichroinim levracha. A person is confronted with the Yetzirah. The ultimate solution is maskir lo yoyim hamisa. First, he should drag him to the Beis Medrash, mashcheu le Beis Medrash. If that doesn't work, he should remember me'ayin basa, me'ayin basa, that where he comes from tibas serucha, and ultimately, if that doesn't work, he should remember maski yem hamisa, and that will prevent him from sinning. So here, according to interpretation of the Metzudas, it's basically the concept of avera goyerere savera.
Did you change?
Hastaroy.
No, I don't think so.
What's that word then? What's the word?
Hasososo.
Oh, it's enticement.
It's enticement.
Hasososoto. Okay, you're correct. I'm sorry. Hasososoto. His enticement. The enticement of the Yetzer Hara. The subject is the Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer attempts to entice the person, he's able to overcome the Yetzer Hara by remembering Yom HaMisa. So when we go back to the Pasuk, we read the Pasuk again, according to the second interpretation of the Mitzudos, Bira Oso, due to a person's evil, due to the fact that in the past he has done averos, he has a natural inclination, a disposition towards doing more averos, yidocher rasha, he's further pushed away to do more averos. But in contrast, the chayse, a person who has not even done the first avera, because he has sheltered himself in Hashem's shade, Vimoso, so now when he comes to a difficult situation, he has to remember the Yom HaMisa, he thinks about the Yom HaMisa, Tzadik, this is what the Tzadik, you have to read it backwards, the Tzadik thinks about Vimoso, his demise, and that serves as a refuge, as Chayse, for the person not to do the Avera, only because he is a tzaddik, he's not accustomed to doing Averas. He was not in the category of Avera, Gereres Avera. Rashi, Pasuk, Lamed Beis, V'chose B'moso Tzaddik, Kishayomus Hubotuach Shayovay Li Gan Eden. Rashi is giving us an entirely new interpretation, at least for the end of the Pasuk. He's not telling us the Pshat in the beginning of the Pasuk that we have to follow either the two interpretations of the Mitzudos, but for the end of the Pasuk it says, V'chose Moso tzaddik, when a tzaddik leaves this world, he's not afraid. He's not afraid. Why? Because being that he has lived his life according to halacha, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has faith. Batuach sheyavai legan Eden. It's a very chiddush because that really goes that al tiftach ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. We have a principle that a person should never have too much confidence. You don't know what's going to be the din v'cheshon. There are stories. I don't remember the name of the Amoroi when they were about to die, and the Talmidim came in to visit them, and the Talmidim said, Rebbe, why are you crying? And the Rebbe said, I have in front of me two roads, and I'm going to die. I'm soon going to have din, and I don't know if they're going to send me to Gehenna or send me to Gan Eden. Now we're dealing over here with the holiest of the holy. We're dealing with people with their entire lives who are devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, even when they die, they do not have confidence in themselves. And here it says that the tzaddik does have confidence. So what does that mean exactly? I don't know. But that's what Rashi says. Leave it hanging. Kishayamos hu batuach sheyavai legan Eden. A person who really knows that he's a tzaddik has confidence when he dies that he's not going to have trouble on the other side. Things will go okay. Not so simple, huh? Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed. This is a beautiful pasuk. Very popular idea. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Belev Navon Tanuach Chochma. In the heart of a wise man. It fits very well into this week's parasha. A Navon V'Chochom Kamoicha. This is what Paro said to Yosef, the ultimate wise person. In the heart of a Navon, Tonua Chochma, rests wisdom. According to the Mitzvah, this is going to mean a wise man doesn't feel the need to brag, doesn't feel the need to appear in the cover of the New York Times every day, or on the cover of the Flappish Jewish Journal, in our vernacular. The real people, the real big major league people, you're not going to find them in public. You're not going to find them. You're not going to find them in the public eye. They're nechva benakelim. They don't have the need for it. It doesn't mean anything to them. Well, who are you going to find? Who are you going to find? Always seeking honor. Those are the next of the people. Uvikarev kisilim. Uvikarev kisilim tivadeya. Any small bit of knowledge that is to be found inside a fool, tivadeya, will become known. The individual, the kasil, tivadeya, will make his little bit of knowledge known to the world. As Rashi and the Mesudas both say, empty cans make a lot of noise. They really say that. That's what it says. I'll show you in a moment. Empty cans. So you have a person that is, the marshal is, you have a wallet. You have a can, and the can is full of money. A pushka. Right? A pushka full all the way up to the top. You got a lot of money in there. Does it make any noise? And you walk around, it doesn't make any noise. You have a pushka, you only have one quarter, and you walk, bang, 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 bang. So the pushka is a human being. A human being that's filled to the top with money, with coins, with chachma. When he walks around, you don't hear anything. Mole chachma. Mole chachma, there's no noise. But if you have a person, a pushka, that has one chachma, one vart, and he walks around, he has to make it known to the world what a Talmud Chacham has to share with you one vart. It's like deja vu. I once met a person, and he sat me. I went to a simcha. I didn't want to talk to him. I wanted to enjoy myself. I wanted to know, eat. I wanted to eat. I wanted to schmooze and see what's going on. It was a very fancy place. And this guy, he chaps me. This individual, he chaps me. And he basically, he forced me to listen to him. And he tells me this vart, his chiddush. He came up with a chiddush. All right, I didn't think it was such a great vart, but I was very respectful. Those days, I was a youngster. I was very respectful. I wanted to be very kind and good. Today, I would just, sorry, I'm busy. Food is more important. But I was a nice guy those days. I listened to him very carefully. He told me the vart. Okay. It's been at least 10 years, maybe even more, maybe 15 years. I go to Simcha, the same Baal Simcha, same family, and there, lo and behold, there he is. I haven't seen him in 15 years. This is a true story. And he calls me over, and he starts talking to me. I have to tell you a vart. And I start listening, and I was surprised at myself. I've heard this before. And then I remembered he told me this exact vart, this chiddush, 15 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, it's been 15 years, you have nothing new to say? Nothing new to say in 15 years, the same vart. It's frightening. 15 years, you know, you should have chidushim. You should have chidushim.
What? You lived his whole life with one divorce.
Who, what?
A lot of Nevi'im only had one.
Well, they had their signature Nebuah. Their signature Nebuah. But they had many things. We only actually have recorded in Nevi'im the signature Nebuah, but there were many things that were said. So here, that's exactly what this Pasuk says. Pasuk over here says that if a person that's not a Talmud Chacham, and he has one Chiddush, he is so proud of this one Chiddush, he has to make it known to the world. Wherever he goes, he'll rattle, and he will reveal. It's not a good sign. The pastor calls this person the kasil. Let's see how the mitzvahs. No, I wouldn't insult him. I mean, not that I wouldn't. I'm not such a nice guy, but Baruch Hashem, at least that nesayin, I think I was able to overcome.
Some comedians only have one
joke, one show.
One show.
Okay, so it's not so bad. If you have a new audience, yeah.
By accident, they would hire the same guy like one year.
Same show. He's able to laugh at his own jokes. More than once. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. You have to grow in life. It's scary. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk lamed gimel tanuach. Hey, the mitzvahs is a very powerful translation. If not for the word the mitzvahs, as he darshins, and as the mitzvahs really is contrasting the word tanuach versus the word tivodea. That's what he is doing here in this pasuk. Because if not for the word tivodeh and the contrast, you would not translate the word tenuach the way he's about to translate it. Tenuach means timsa menucha v'lo yodiena. Those are the key words. A wise man does not go around tenuach. The chachma is at rest. It is at peace. I don't feel the need to publicize my wisdom. V'lo yiva. Yodiana, Yodiana. He does not make it known. Lemisha Enoi Rohi Lo, to an individual who will not appreciate what he is about to say, what he wants to make known. However, on the other hand, in contrast, and in the inside of the kesilim, whatever is inside the mind of the kesil tivodea will make itself known. Me'at ha-chokhmah, the small wisdom, the small amount of wisdom, asher hi bikerev, that is within hakisilim, tivada lakol, will become known to the entire world, ki machriza barabim, because he will publicize his chiddush, his insight, his chokhmah. And then Rashi quotes the Chazal, istra biligina kish kishkarya, a small coin in a legina means in a container, in a can, kish kish, noise, bang bang, karya, it calls out. Empty cans make a lot of noise. It doesn't mean empty, empty. It means empty with a pebble inside, or empty here with one little coin inside. And in contrast, the chacham is a container that is filled to the top with money. When you walk around in shul, you don't hear noise. Okay, this is the mitzudos Rashi pasuk lamed gil belev navon tano tano chachma tishkoin v'tishkoi benachas loshen menuchu umargoa. Tranquility, peace. Uvikerev kisilin tivadeya me'at chokhma shebelibo, the small amount of chokhma that is within his heart, machriza, exactly the same principle, istra belegina kish kish kai. So from according to, based upon the interpretation of Rashi, the end of the pasuk, I think we have a right to assume that Rashi in the beginning of the pasuk means the same thing. He does not publicize his knowledge. That's not mukhruch to say that the two go together. If you would just take the first part of Rashi without the second part of the Rashi, it would mean that a chacham's knowledge is it's benachas. A wise man is content. He's at ease. His knowledge does not cause him to get excited. Sometimes if you have a person that's not Talmud Chacham, and a little knowledge is dangerous. Isn't the expression something like that?
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
So a person that's empty, void of Chachmah, and you give him a little bit of knowledge, he gets all worked up. He knows something, he knows a secret, he doesn't know how to deal with it, he's not capable of containing the Chachmah, of dealing with it. But a Chacham, you'll tell him a Chiddush, you'll tell him the secrets. He's a Chacham, he knows where to put it. He knows where in his mind to put it, and not to get worked up, and it doesn't shake him up, powerful, important information. Let's go to Pasuk, okay, there is here a Medrash. What did the Medrash, exactly, I told you, but it's really not a Medrash, I'm sorry, it's a Gemara B'Masechta Bava Metzia, the Gemara B'Metzia just elaborates on this concept, just adds one more prat. The two different people that we're discussing is a Talmud Chacham, Ben Talmud Chacham, versus an Am HaOretz, Ben Talmud Chacham. It just takes this concept a little bit further, that a person that has a legacy, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, all Talmidei Chachamim, and now he's a Talmud Chacham, is not a Baal Gaiva, so big deal, I'm a Talmud Chacham. It's in the family. You don't have the need to dress with a big Hamburg and a kapata and present yourself as being the God of Hadar. Big deal. So I come from a long line of Talmidei Chachamim. But what? You can what?
It could lead to a casual.
Okay, so it all depends. It all depends what you. Okay, in a chanami. But the way it's said in the Gemara is Ze Talmud Chacham Ben Talmud Chacham Uvikerev Kesilim Tivadtiva Dea Ze Talmud Chacham Ben Am Haaretz. He gets carried away. It's the same idea. And Amar Ula Hayim Damar Inchi Istara Bilogena Kish Kish Karya. As we just said before, the same idea that it's a novelty. When Chochmah is a novelty, a person has the tendency to get worked up, to feel proud, to have pride, and you have a need to show it publicly. Next Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Tzedakah Teroimeim Goy. Kama. Notice that we have a kama in our, we have an esnachta after the word goy, which is very important in the Gemara. The Gemara elaborates upon this Chazal in detail. The chesed le'umim chatas. Who is the goy? Who are the le'umim? So the simple interpretation is the goy is Klal Yisrael, and the umim are the nations of the world. Now let's take a go one step at a time. Let's see first what it says in the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is very, very unusual. He doesn't say very much. Teromim goy. Tzedakah elevates a nation. Hema Yisroimimu Ba'avur HaTzedakah. Seemingly we're referring to Klal Yisrael. He's not saying that. That they are elevated through giving tzedakah. When Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah, this serves for them as a zuchus, as a source of pride and of elevation. And but chesed l'umim chatas, when the nations of the world do chesed, it's not for their benefit. It's nothing more than sinful. Now we'll see what that means in a few moments. Rashi, tzedakah teromim goy. Rashi couldn't be more explicit. Yisrael, the chesed l'umim chatas. Who are the umim? Heim oivdei koychavim umazolos shegoizlim mizeh v'noisnim lezeh. Communism, socialism, right? That what is communism? What is socialism? You steal from one, you give to someone else. You just redistribute the wealth. Redistribute the wealth. That is what?
Robin Hood.
That's Democrats. What is? There are many arguments made as to does what type of economic system does the Torah? Does the Torah promote? My father was very into this, and he's very strong. He has many rise that the Torah was a capitalist society, system of economics. And Yosef was the one. Yosef, you study Yosef in great detail. He was the first economist. He was the first economist, and his policies for the times were revolutionary. And my father showed all the similarities. He'd go study the Mefarshim, all the Rishonim, and he'd study exactly what Yosef did. You could find parallels to the various theorems of Nobel Prize winners and different ideas that are found in the world. Everything is rooted in Mamori Chazal and a deep understanding of what Yosef accomplished in Mitzrayim. So here we have at least one little hint where Rashi adds in this incredible thing, Chesed, that it's not called real Chesed. Their Chesed is not their own. The way you do Chesed, it's like you say Robin Hood, is you steal from someone else. It's not pure Chesed.
That's what your father rejected, that hurting someone else in the process.
Of doing good. Haim Akku, what? What?
He stole from the rich and gives to the poor.
Right. So that's Gezel.
In case where you're just stealing.
Anyone, you steal from anyone. You steal from the poor. You steal from the poor to give to the poor. That's also Chesed Chatas Haim Akum Shegoizlim Mizeh V'Noizlim Lezeh. It's powerful stuff. Now, what about the Gemara? So let me read you a little piece of Gemara. Dovar Ached is actually Bava Basra. Maybe we should read the whole thing. Let me run through it very, very quickly. Okay, I'm going to run through the Gemara very, very fast. Here's the Gemara. It's the Masechta Bava Basra. Daf Yud Amid Beis. Everyone knows that the beginning of Masechta Bava Basra deals with the laws of Tzedakah. There's a nice chunk of Agadita and Halacha relating to the laws of Tzedakah in the beginning of Masechta Bava Basra. It's triggered with Hordis. Hordis also, by building the Beis HaMikdash, she also did Chesed. Ties into this Gemara. So here, let's just show the little bits and pieces. Amar Lechem Rabbi Yochanan and Zakeh L'Talmidah Bonai. Ma Hushamar Kosev. Explain to me this pasuk. You go to Kollel and you learn Mishlei, and it says here, Tzedakah Teroimeim Goy. Tzedakah elevates a nation to Chesed L'um Chatas. What does this pasuk in Mishlei mean? On the pasuk. So here, all the Talmidim began to give various interpretations for this pasuk. The first one to step up to the plate was Rabbi Eliezer. Nene na'ano Rabbi Eliezer v'yomar. Tzedakah Teroimeim Goy. Now, by the way, it's very critical where you put the comma. And the Ta'ane HaMikra, at least here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, puts the comma after the word Goy. Tzedakah Teroimeim Goy Elu Yisrael. The Goy is Klal Yisrael. The Chesiv, it says, Umi ki amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baret. So that's a code for Klal Yisrael. The Chesed L'umim Chatas Kol Tzedakah V'Chesed Sh'umos Oysim Chetu Lohem. Now why? Not like what Rashi on our page said, an entirely different reason, Rabbi Lezer. She'enon Oysim Elo L'Hiskadel Bo. They do give Tzedakah Sh'loy L'Shem Shemayim. They do it for bragging rights. They do it for fame, for publicity. They don't do it sincerely, l'shem shamayim. They have an agenda, and if they don't get what they want by giving tzedakah, they will not give tzedakah. The Torah is telling us this as a matter of fact.
It's a generalization.
really, really true? There's no altruism among Goyim?
Let's go further than the Gemara. It could very well be that this is what the Amoraim disagree. This could very well be. I'm going to show you many different opinions. In fact, I have here in this a fascinating interpretation from the Divrei Chacham. I'll read them at the end. But let's just go one thing at a time. In the Chadami, this appears to be a debate. Is there a Chazal being Yoyue deep down into a person's psychology? What is their intent? A Jew was a present by Har Sinai. It's in a Jew, and it's in our neshama to give tzedakah l'shem shamayim. But let's go one step at a time. So he was challenged. The Gemara steps in and says, really, Rabbi Eliezer, can you say that? U'da'avid hachi, a person that gives tzedakah, lav tzedakah gemurihi, v'atanya imeselel tzedakah b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, b'shvil sheezke l'olam ha'baharezet tzedakah. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. I'm only giving tzedakah as a zechus. Sheyizke b'ni. I have a problem. I want a zechus. I want to give stock, or I want to merit Olam Haba. Harei zet tzaddik gomor. And the Gemara in the Hava Amina assumes that this principle applies to a non-Jew as well. So the Gemara gives a shocking answer. The Gemara says, no, it's not so. Harei zet lo kosher kan bi Yisrael kan begoy. Shocking. This principle, harei zet tzaddik gomor, is only true in regard to a Jew. Because if he does not get what he wants, if his child does not live, or things don't go his way, he still wants to give the tzedakah l'shem shamayim. It's a bonus to get what he wants, but if he won't get what he wants, he's also satisfied. But a non-Jew has charata. If he does not get what he wants, he has real charata. That's the end of Rabbi Eliezer, the question and answer. Okay, we have one shot. Well, we have so far two. Rashi, Skezel, they still one to the other. Now we have Rabbi Eliezer here in the Gemara. Three. Na'ano Rabbi Yoshua Ava Omar. Okay, these two always were on each other's throats. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. They did not get along. But here comes Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Tzedakah to Rebbe Goy Elu Yisrael, so far so good, same thing. They're doing it for that their malchus, the kingdom, should exist. Now, how is that different than the first interpretation? I don't know in detail, but there are different nuances. The first, going back to Rabbi Eliezer, lehiskadel. Take just a step back. I don't know if I said the word, I emphasized it enough. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Ella, they only give tzedakah b'shvil lehiskadel bo, to become great through it. Now, in the commentary here, I don't know where he's getting this from. I don't know. He says that the word lehiskadel means they should live long. Sheyarichu yomim. Rabbi Yeshua says that they don't care about the individual, they care about the malchus. The focus is the nation. It's the nation. It's that it's good for society that people should give tzedakah, so that the government should be strong, should have a kiyum. The focus has been changed from the individual. Okay, it is. You have to go in. I just want to read the words.
Government is the charitable agency.
Maybe the pasuk does say the chesed le'umim. Does le'umim mean the individuals of the nation, or does it mean the collective nation? They are social services. What exactly is the translation of le'umim? Individuals who make up the nation are giving tzedakah, or the country? No one gives tzedakah. Everyone pays taxes, and the government provides social services. So that appears to be some. I just want to bring out the issues. I don't know the details, but look at the difference between the two. It's shetimoshech malchuson. The focus is not on the individual, but is on the malchus. Okay, let's go further. Next, no, it's a different. Look at, just let us read the words. Shetimoshech malchuson. These are very precise words.
They don't want a revolt.
Okay, they don't want rioting. They don't want rioting. People now, who told me yesterday that the price of bread in Russia? Who told me this? Russia, there's a shortage of bread, and all the Muslim countries that were nene from the surplus now, have lost their contracts. with Mother Russia providing lechem, and the price of bread has gone through the roof in these poor Muslim nations, and there's rioting in the street. And rioting in the street is not good for Russia either, because when they riot in the street, they're looking to make trouble. So, it's good for Mother Russia if we give tzedakah to all the poor nations so they don't riot in the street. That's very different than the first interpretation. The first interpretation is when we'll give tzedakah, we'll win the Nobel Peace Prize. Look what we've done. It's kavod, it's honor, it's dignity for us. Nothing to do with our malchus. Our malchus is secure. The world can rot. The world can fall off a cliff. We couldn't care less about the whole world. They can starve to death. It's not going to affect us. We want honor. We want dignity in the United Nations. Look how great we are. It's a whole different focus of why are they giving tzedakah. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer appears to say it's a matter of honor, kavod, prestige, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's a matter of practicality. That is perhaps one interpretation. Probably there are many interpretations. Let's go to the third opinion. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the third interpretation. Arrogance, gaiva. Another connotation. Okay. What happened to the microphone? Microphone is going dead?
Try pushing.
What? Pushing it in? I think the battery might be going dead. Could that be? The red light, it's very weak. The red light is not off. It's very weak. Well, now it went back on, but I mean, it's flickering. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah.
And we would go give them our oil, and then buy the oil from Saudi Arabia for our own use.
It's pretty nice of us.
We wanted to guarantee them their oil so that we started with Japan, because we don't want them to monopolize Germany. And we guarantee
Shetimoshech Malchusan.
We ran short, then we went ahead.
Okay. This is already the third term. I leave it to you to figure out the difference in the connotations of these words. Lehiskadel, Shetimoshech Malchusan, Lehis Yoer. Next interpretation. Rabbi Eliezer Hamodoy Oimer. Sidaka Teroimein Goy Elu Yisrael Vahulu Vahulu. Fourth interpretation, to insult us. They use it as a wedge. They use it as a means of saying to curse us. Okay, what does that mean exactly? To push us around. We'll pay your bills, and therefore we'll tell you what to do. No occupation, no buildings, free settlements. If we're paying the bills, verdas hatin mea hatadeya, lecharef oisanu. Fourth interpretation. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonava v'amar tzedakah terem goyel v'chesed shel lumim chatos loy tikri. I'm sorry, let me just take a step back. Nena tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed. What has Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonava done? He has said that you have to put the comma not after the word goy, but after the word chesed. Tzedakah, don't put the etznachta after the word goy, but put the etznachta on the word chesed. Tzedakah, teroimeim goy vo chesed. And what does that mean? Tzedakotem goy, and then l'umchata, shat tzedakah v'ha chesed shel Yisrael, Teroimeim elevates them. It's a complex pasuk. Don't read the words sequential in order. Read the expression. The tzedakah and the chesed that are done by the goy klal Yisrael, teroimeim, brings about their elevation. Now what's the end of the pasuk? Lu'umim chatos. And among the umim, there isn't even chesed. It doesn't even exist. That's right. This is what says the Gemara. It's a famous Gemara. Baba Bash, Dafyudam Beis.
It's a very awkward translation.
Tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed. Let's see. Lishol lulum chatas. Loi tikri. Don't read. I'm reading of the parish, the commentator. Don't read v'chesed lulum chatas. Ella tzedakah Teroyim goy v'chesed, and then kamol umchatas shehat tzedaka v'hachesed shel Yisrael teroyim brings about their elevation. But the eitzel hagoyim lo nimtso kein rak mileim b'chatoim. All the goyim have are sin. They don't. They don't even have among them. Don't even give them the credit that they do chesed. Omar lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'talmidav. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was listening to this debate. He heard four interpretations. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Chaim ben Akone. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai observed this conversation. He told the students, which of the four do I like the best? Which one gets the prize? Who do I give the reward to? Nirin divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone yoseh midvarayu midvareichem. The best one is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone. He is the best. Shlofi shuhu noisein tztaka v'chesed liyishol ulu'umim b'chatos. Because he gives chesed and to klal yishol. He, the best of the four interpretations is the interpretation of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, who puts the kam after chesed. He takes away the idea that a goy, the umim, even do chesed. They're so far removed from chesed, you can't even say that what they do is for chesed. Okay, obviously this is a very difficult piece of Gemara, but it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. If we don't understand, the chesaron is in us, not in the Gemara. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara continues, Dover Acher, Tanya Omar Lohen, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kishem Sheachatos Mechaperes Al Yisrael, just like a carbon chatos is Mechaperes Al Yisrael, Kach Tzedaka Mechaperes Al Umo Soilam. He goes Mikotz Ela Kotzeh, saying a very beautiful concept, Tzedaka Teroimim Goy, Atzedaka Meroimimes HaGoyim. The goy here, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, is referring to the Umos Ha'olam. We're not discussing Klal Yisrael. Both the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk are discussing the Umos Ha'olam. When the Umos Ha'olam give tztaka, it elevates them. Hatztaka miroimemes sagoyim, l'chesed l'umim chatos, ha'chesed shel... What? The nation. The United States of America gives an enormous amount of tzedakah, sends enormous amount of aid to all over the world. It's an, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is for the United States an incredible zechus. Tzedakah teroimim goy, it elevates the nation. And not only does it elevate the nation, the pasuk concludes, it serves as a kapara for their sins. There are a lot of problems out there. There are a lot of questionable things that are going on out there. The world needs major kapara. And the Chazal are telling us that they achieve atonement through the chesed they do for the world. The social services. It's a big thing. Okay, unfortunately, there are many who abuse all of the forms of chesed that the country does for them. But you know how many people are nena? There are people out there that are really disabled. For real. Not fakers, people who are abusing the system. Where would they be without the chesed of the country? They would be goners. We all know that. Think about it. What?
If your family in Israel, it pays to put them on a salary so that they're entitled to Social Security disability, it doesn't create anything happens.
You're abusing the system by doing that.
You're
abusing the system.
You're paying taxes.
Well, you're paying. I'm saying
you pay.
You're just
the expert on this.
You can rationalize it all you want.
Thank you. Kach tzedaka mechaperes al umos ha'olam v'zeu tzedaka teroimim goy hatzedaka hagoyim v'cheslim chatos ha'chesed shel umim mechaper aleihem ki korban chatos liYisrael. Okay, then there is let me see over here. Okay, there's another chazal, this is a little bit, this is a medrash tanchuma. Rabbi Yeshua, I merit tzedaka teroimim goy v'chesed l'umim chatos. Hanoya l'umos ha'olam b'sho she'yishol choytim. So this is a whole different twist. When the Klal Yishol sins, it's a very great benefit for the goyim. Because they're able to subjugate us. So the chait, according to this interpretation, is that it's a chesed l'umim, the end of the pasuk, it's a kindness, chatas, our sins. Our sins serve as a chesed to the nations. Do you want to do such chesed? I don't think so. The Torah says that if a brother and sister incest is chesed, the word chesed there is not a good chesed. That's not a positive chesed. So it's chesed l'umim, you're doing a type of chesed for the nations, chatas, when you sin, because then they have their power. Hashem gives them the power to subjugate us. Okay, one last chazal. When the goyim do chesed, it's a kitrug. Chatas means it's a kitrug on us. If the umos ha'olam can be so kind, benevolent, why can't we do chesed? If the goyim do chesed, we should be even better. And are we better? Are ours what? I'm sure there are many things that we are, but it's just a warning that just to watch out. Don't let them outdo us in chesed. Because if they outdo us in chesed, chatas, it serves as a kitrik against us in shamayim.
But that assumes that goyim are really capable of doing chesed.
So, I mean, I think there are many Gedolei Yisrael who have said that we paskin, at least in this generation, like the man, they are capable. Malchus shel chesed. So isn't that a statement that no, there are four opinions in the Gemara? It's referring to four different tkufos in history. There were periods in history where the nations of the world were 100% wicked. Malchus harasha, 100% wicked. You can't even say they're in the league of doing chesed. If you see the government gives a stipend to someone, don't even call that a chesed. There's an agenda. A hidden agenda that has nothing to do with chesed. And then there are periods in history where the nations, they do chesed l'hisyoyer. Then there were times they did a shetim ashech malchusan. There are periods where they did chesed l'hiskadalba. Chazal, it's not all or nothing. There are different time periods in history when there are different sets of rules. We are living now in a time when many Gedolei Yisrael have said very clearly we live in a Malchus Shel Chesed. The fact that we're able to practice religion freely, separation of church and state, is something which is novel, has not been so good for us in since the beginning of the world. It's not been so good for the Jews. And this concept of separation of church and state has definitely spread to the whole world to some degree. A little bit tolerance, a little bit. Obviously, it's not so good out there. There are a lot of problems, but the roishim that has been made by the United States is something that you can't ignore. Okay, now there's one other interpretation that I saw here in the Divrei Chachamim. He says the word chesed means it does not always mean good. Chesed sometimes means it's a euphemism for bad. And the classic example is
Hasida,
it's only the chesed in Chavrei Secha, but what's the pasuk with regard to a brother and sister? What's the beginning of the pasuk? A brother should not take his sister in marriage. What's the name of the whole pasuk? Lo'yikach, Ervas?
Ervas,
Achoisoi? Chesed hu. Chesed hu. This is called the chesed. Now, does that mean it's a disgrace? That pasuk means it is an utter disgrace. It's the worst form of sin. And in fact, the Targum translates the word chesed there to mean. The Targum translates the word chesed there to mean, let me just find this other one, okay? 21. Here it is. Kalonahu. Kalon. Kalon means shame. The Targum for the word chesed in that pasuk is kalonahu. Thanks. Kalonahu. It is a shame. And another example, ki cherpa hi lanu. That's this week's parasha. Ki cherpa hi lanu is last week's parasha. Parashas 2 weeks ago. When Shimon and Levi wanted to convince the people of Shechem.
So
when Shechem wanted to marry Dinah, and Shimon Levi says, we can't intermarry with you because you don't have a bris milah, and to live and to be partners with people who don't have a bris milah, ki cherpa hi lanu. It is a cherpa for us. What's the translation of the word cherpa in the Targum? Chasta hi lanu. It's chesed for us. That's the Targum. It's a chesed for us to live with people who have not done upon themselves a bris milah. That's the translation for the word cherpa. So what do we learn from these two psukim? Ki chesed kalana, ki cherpu lanu chesed. We learn that chesed sometimes in Tanakh means it is a disgrace. So along comes this sefer, and he brings an interpretation that that's what the pasuk means. Tzedakah termgoy. Tzedakah, we're talking about non-Jews. The non-Jewish world. When they do tzedakah, it's a wonderful thing. It elevates them. It serves as a very great merit. It elevates them to a great degree. And for anyone, any living person, including us, to say otherwise is a sin. The chesed l'umim. It is a disgrace. It is a chesed kama. It is a disgrace to say l'umim chatos, that among the nations there are sins. In other words, don't speak badly about the Malchus. It is a chesed kama. It is a disgrace to say l'umim, among the nations of the world there is chatos, there are sins. Only look for the good in the government. Tzedakah teroy meim goy. When the nation gives tzedakah, it elevates them. The chesed, and it's a disgrace, basically, to say otherwise. The chesed l'um chatos, to say that the reason why they're giving tzedakah is for sinful reasons. We're only giving tzedakah lehiskadel, lehisyoyer, shetimashech malchusan, to say those, to attribute their tzedakah as a chatos, is a chesed, is a cherpa, cherpa hilanu. Okay, that's a whole different approach, obviously.
It's just a drush, but it's
interesting. You're not really going overboard. Chesed does indeed mean cherpa. All right, so we've really gone through quite a bit, number of interpretations. So the word chesed, just to summarize. According to most of the commentators, most of the Rishay, of the Gemara, we put the comma after the word goy. I think we have total like 7 or 8 perushim here for this pasuk. To summarize very quickly, according to most of the farshim, tzedakah terumim goy comma, and then it says chesed l'umim chatas. The issues are who is the goy, who are the l'um. According to the vast majority of the commentators, the goy is klal yisrael, and the umim are the nations of the world. We are attributing good things to klal yisrael, bad things to the nation of the world. Why is it bad for the nation of the world when they do chesed lehiskadel lehisyoyer shetimoshech malchusan ka period. On the other hand, then there's another interpretation. Then what did Rashi say? Rashi had another interpretation which no one else said, that chesed l'mchatos, because why is it a sin's gezel? Rashi gave us an interpretation that does not say anywhere in the Gemara. Doesn't say in the Gemara with Rashi's interpretation. It's a chait. It's sinful because gezel.
Do not justify the means.
To steal from one and give to the other. And then we have the approach of putting the word chesed not part of the end of the pasuk, but part of the beginning of the pasuk. Tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed, which we have to translate that the tzedakah and the chesed that the goy does elevates them. But l'umim, among the nations, there's no such thing. There is only to be found chatas. And then we have this last interpretation, which says, goes even a step further, it's not nice. This is the most extreme interpretation. Not only are there good things among the goyim, but and also then we have other interpretations where the chesed that the umim do chada serves as an atonement for their sins, and not only that, it's disgraceful for us to say anything negative about the nations of the world. Okay, that's the pasuk in a nutshell. Let's now go to another pasuk of the parak. Ritzoin melech le'eved maskil. The goodwill of a king is to an eved maskil. A king is very happy to have a servant that is wise. An eved maskil is a great source of nachas to the king, and the king will very gladly bestow upon him good things. The evra so, but the king's anger will be poured out, tihiyah will be mevish to the shameful servant. A servant who is the opposite of maskil will bear the wrath of the king. Mitzudos pasuk lamid hey ritzoin melech binokel yisratze hamelech. It will be very easy for an eved maskil to find favor in the eyes of a king. Ki af michas alav, even if there's something bad happens when yichas alav, if the king gets angry at the servant. Yisrat Seloi, Bavu Rev Sichloi, he'll be able to make up with the king very quickly. Aval al Eved Hanim Saboy called Dover Busha. But the word, the last word over here of Mavish means shameful, a servant in whom it's found shameful deeds. Lefi Rev Hasichlos, due to his enormous foolishness. Evrosai Olav Shmur Netzach, the anger of the king is resting, is guarded against him continuously. Rashi Bevrosso Tia Le'eved Mevish, to the shameful servant. Okay, what's the one pasuk in Perek Tes Vav? Na'ane Rach Yoshev Chema Udvar Etzev Yale Off. A soft reply can turn away anger, but Dvar Etzev, but words of that are sad or words that are not proper causes a person to get angry. Let's see Mitzudos. Manerach Hakoyes Almi. If a person is confronted with an angry man, Reuven comes to Shimon, and Reuven is screaming. He's furious, and Shimon very politely says, "I'm sorry. I made a mistake." A gentle reply can disarm the most violent, ferocious antagonist. A manerach, gentle reply, Yoshev Chema, has the koyach to turn back fury. On the other hand, udvar etzev, further in the mitzudos, hakoyes al mi v'hu meshev lo manerach b'ze meshev hamosem elav aval im yoshev davar hamasiv. But if you answer back with words of chutzpah, with words that anger, tala eso afle hiskabayos, it will cause your opponent to get even more angry. If you respond to anger with anger, you have
putting oil on the fire.
Oil on the fire, you're just getting things a lot worse. Okay, the medrash, there is no medrash. The pasuk is self-explanatory. Pasuk Beis, sorry, that will already stop. It's already late, so we'll stop over here. Thanks.